Local school superintendents are not on board with Governor Landry's plan to use $168 million in funding for public schools to pay a $2,000 stipend for teachers. Here's Jeff Palermo.
Landry says his plan is doable, but Repeats Parish School Superintendent Jeff Powell sees it differently.
Gross misunderstanding of the way school finances work.
Landry's executive order says non-instructional dollars will be used to pay the teachers, but Powell says those dollars fund operational costs that allow students to learn.
You have to understand the many, many, many nuances that come with public school funding.
Landry's plan needs two-thirds approval from both the House and Senate. Lawmakers have been asked to mail in their votes by June 23rd. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The city of New Orleans has announced a new task force to address blighted properties across the city. Officials say the new adjudicated property task force will address more than 6,500 city properties stuck in the tax adjudication process, many of them for years or even generations. Early voting for the U.S. Senate runoff election begins today, with these races determining once and for all who will advance to the November general election. ULM political science professor Pearson Cross says while there was great anticipation leading up to the May 16th primaries, there seems to be a sense of apathy leading up to the runoffs, at least on the Republican side.
It's clear that Trump's endorsement did end Cassidy, at least with primary voters. So in this case, voter interest has probably ebbed a great deal.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.